Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Federal prosecutors say retired New York City firefighter Thomas Fee of Freeport, Long Island, surrendered today in the attack on the U.S. Capitol building. He has a virtual court appearance in Central Islip. The FBI also arrested Brendan Hunt at his apartment in Ridgewood, Queens. He's been suspended without pay from his job as an assistant court analyst in the New York State court system. Officials say Hunt was not present during the riots, but made online threats against elected officials. Security in the nation's capital has been tightened even further in advance of tomorrow's inauguration. Correspondent Pierre Thomas reports all bridges into Washington, D.C. are closed to the public, and the area around the Capitol is inaccessible.
Security measures coming as ABC News has obtained a new law enforcement bulletin raising the specter that right-wing extremists like QAnon and lone wolf attackers might try to pose as law enforcement and military to infiltrate security. All this as the FBI targets nearly 300 suspects who stormed the Capitol, combing through 200,000 videos and photographs, much of it tips from the public.
Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller says they have found nothing to indicate there might be an insider threat to tomorrow's inauguration, but National Guard troops are still being vetted by law enforcement. The Associated Press reports two U.S. Army National Guard members are being removed from the security mission to secure the inauguration. An Army official and a senior U.S. intelligence official say the Guard members have been found to have ties to fringe white right-wing militias. They emphasize no plot against Biden was found. On Inauguration Day tomorrow, President-elect Biden will first attend Mass at St. Matthew's Cathedral. And he's invited congressional leaders to join him. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and Kevin McCarthy have agreed. Senator Chris Coons, who took Biden's seat in the Senate when Biden became vice president, says the service is a reminder of who Biden is and who we are as a nation. Hopeful and optimistic. Mr. Biden presides over a memorial this evening in Washington to remember the 400,000 Americans who have died of coronavirus. Later, there's another event.
A pre-inaugural event is taking place tonight to celebrate the resiliency, culture, and heroism of Black Americans and the African diaspora. The We Are One virtual event celebrates diversity and will feature music from Black cultural icons such as the OJs. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, along with several of the nation's top Black leaders, are slated to speak. The event also includes a battle of the bands with HBCUs like Howard University. It airs on select channels and on social media.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. Tomorrow's inaugural will be a buttoned-up affair due to the assault on the Capitol by pro-Trump insurrectionists just 2 weeks ago. You can hear the swearing-in and Biden's speech right here on 1010 Winds or at 1010winds.com. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea tells 1010 Winds some protesters arrested in Lower Manhattan last night were not peaceful, and they were intent on destroying the city.
At this point, still recounting how much graffiti and red paint and black paint on our bridges, on our streets, calling to burn the city down, calling to kill cops, calling for anarchy. You had bottles thrown. You had attempts to shut down traffic.
Well, it started as a Black Lives Matter protest in Brooklyn to mark Martin Luther King Day, ended with protesters clashing with police at City Hall Park, resulting in more than 24 arrests and 11 officers injured. One protester accused police of overreacting, saying a relatively small number of protesters had spilled off the sidewalk and into the street, and that's when police said they were obstructing traffic and would be arrested. MTA Chairman Pat Foy has announced that the agency has scrapped any plan for a fare increase right now, citing financial hardships facing riders during the pandemic. And the MTA is looking for $8 billion in additional pandemic relief and help from the incoming Biden administration. The board was scheduled to meet this Thursday to vote on a 4% fare hike, along with an increase in tolls. Some hot pockets may contain a nasty surprise. Here's correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
Nestle Prepared Foods is recalling more than 762,000 pounds of pepperoni hot pockets because they may be contaminated with pieces of glass and hard plastic. The frozen stuffed sandwiches were shipped to retail stores nationwide. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service says the recall is for 54-ounce packages containing 12 Nestle Hot Pockets brand sandwiches, premium pepperoni made with pork, chicken, and beef pizza garlic buttery crust.
The problem was discovered after at least four people complained to Nestle. One reported a minor oral injury.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.